Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Welcome back to another episode of the Sip and Shot Podcast. My name is Hans.
And my name is Angel.
It's another episode, baby!
Yes, it's episode 4 out of... I don't know, why was I going to say out of something? It's episode 4. Welcome to episode 4.
Yeah, it's episode 4 of Undefinite. So we're going to keep doing this, yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's the plan.
It's a Saturday night around 11 p.m. We're recording this. And I am enjoying my German beer. Because it's Oktoberfest.
In fairness to Heineken. You have a lot of energy for an 11 p.m. recording. I don't know if it's you or the beer.
It's both.
It's both. Okay, fair enough.
I need some liquid courage. You know what I mean? What's your liquid courage right now?
Is it even liquid courage? I don't think it's liquid courage because more than anything else, it's more of a calming effect. Right now I am drinking black tea.
Ooh.
The specific drink I am drinking is actually a DIY version of my favorite drink from Bose Coffee.
What's that?
It's apple black tea with chia seeds.
With chia seeds? That sounds sobrang my effort.
No. It's literally you just brew a cup of black tea. You add some apple juice to sweeten it up. Uh-huh. You can add some honey to make it a little bit sweeter. Uh-huh. Then chia seeds, that's it.
That's like 3, 4, 5 steps more than just getting a bottle opener and opening a bottle of beer.
But this is more refreshing.
Okay, fine. Maybe it has a calming, soothing
effect. It's more of a calming, and it's very refreshing. I'm not going to lie. It's very good, too. It's very tasty.
Mm-hmm. I think we all need that parang pampa relax. After a very eventful week.
Yes. Oh my God. This past week has been.
Yeah.
Very, very eventful. A lot of things have been happening.
A lot of things, right? We both have our work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big week for you work-wise. Me as well.
It's been a busy week for you work-wise.
It's been a busy week work-wise. Mm-hmm. And in the society also, a lot of news came up. You know.
Yes.
And damning big headlines mm-hmm. every day.
From who are running in the next elections, mm-hmm. people finding their candidacies, voter registration being extended,
yes,
certain people winning great awards, congratulations,
ooh, you know who yes. we're talking about,
But yeah, so many things have been happening both in the political, overall society mm-hmm. landscape, and a lot of things have been happening from work. So yeah, it's been a pretty eventful week.
From my experience, well, this week, my week has been very busy, especially earlier this week, because last Monday, October 5, yeah. Facebook was down.
Oh yeah. They were down for like 7, 8 hours, I think.
Yeah. In the Philippines, it was mostly at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the US, you know, it was like the whole day.
I didn't think about that. I knew it was daytime for them, but I didn't realize probably like a bulk of their day.
Imagine like social media managers in the US panicking.
Oh my God. No, but then they're not at a disadvantage because if it's uh-huh. down for everyone and then they're all down, so
they're all down.
They can do about it. You can oversee and like in the upcoming weeks pag my pag my performance review. So bakit mababa yung CPM natin? Because nag-down po yung Facebook for like 7-8 hours. You can see that be like the headline for multiple reports of social media managers.
When employees file their worksheets, blank yung ano. Blank yung 8 to 5 nila.
Kasi, oh my God, kasi walang na-achieve.
Walang ginawa.
That's so sad. Imagine, no, if you are a social media manager.
Right.
Like, two of the biggest social media platforms are down. Like, what do I do today?
Yeah, so Facebook was down, Instagram was down, WhatsApp, Messenger, and even the Oculus.
Yeah, the VR thing.
Everything Facebook owned was down. And in that span, Mark Zuckerberg actually lost $7 billion.
I know. And then the shares of Facebook also went down, right?
Yeah,
because plummeted. people were selling because they thought that's the end of Facebook.
Temporarily down lang naman, but then everyone was panicking talaga.
Everyone was panicking. Actually, thank God that thing went down because that's the reason why I fell asleep.
Or else you're gonna stay awake, right?
I probably would have stayed awake for another 30 minutes or so, but
oh my god. Yeah. So yeah, in the Philippines, so good thing it happened at night, right? So a lot of people
we didn't really feel it.
A lot of people were asleep aside from those nocturnal, you know, those night owls. People. Yeah, here people. My the people. Night owls who are awake at like 3, 4, 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Right? And work-wise, so of course, clients and brands didn't even notice that it was down until they went to work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So good thing for the social media managers naman in the Philippines.
Yeah, they barely felt anything for them. Unless, of course, they had something running, something that should have started running at night.
Right.
A little oopsie there, but
okay lang yun. So what happened was, since Facebook and Instagram was down, people went to TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah.
So everyone mm-hmm. went there.
On TikTok, when I woke up, it's like mm-hmm. a bunch of videos on my For You page where people trying to explain what happened.
Yeah.
Why it went down, but they were also trying to like make funny videos of like Facebook's down, Instagram's down, and all that. And then if you look at the comments, everyone is literally like commenting like if you're here because Facebook is down, or like if you're here because Instagram is down. Now when you go to Twitter,
yeah,
I think I sent this to you. Twitter, like the actual Twitter account,
Twitter's Twitter,
just tweeted something that said something like
I guess everyone's here.
Everyone. And then brand started playing along and replying to that. It's the funniest thing ever.
Really, everyone was like on brand pow when they were tweeting, from the food chains to the condoms,
and then you got beverages, sports brands, makeup brands,
everyone,
everything. I think at least one brand from every industry was participating in that, and a few celebrities too.
Yeah, diba? Very funny. It was funny. I didn't expect it to happen, but then it was funny. And in the Philippines, since people were mostly asleep, those who are awake are the ones complaining, wala na akong magawa.
Sobrang
boring. Diba?
Matulog ka, friend. Lang yan, diba? Or if not, but then like, it's just Facebook and Twitter. You still have YouTube. You still have Twitter. No, sorry. It's just Facebook and Instagram that we're down.
Yeah.
So you still have YouTube. You have Twitter. You have TikTok. You have Netflix. Like, I'm pretty sure there's something that you could do. There's just two platforms down.
Yeah, but actually, at that point, when I saw those tweets, it got me thinking, do people purposely deactivate or stay away from their social media apps?
Do you mean like, do they delete their accounts on the apps, or for funsies, or do you mean
or
they go on like a detox abstinence?
Exactly. Do people go on a social media detox?
Ooh, very interesting. I know a couple of people who have. I did.
You did?
I did.
How did you do yours?
Do you really want to know the real reason why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I used to be into social media a lot. Like, I was I was everywhere. I was on I was active on Twitter, I was active on Instagram, on Facebook, on back then Snapchat. Basically your major social platforms. I was super active there. And then when I started working, and I found out the things that people can find out about you when you're on social media.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like how we track everything.
Oh.
You shouldn't be surprised. This is part of your job, too. No, but, you know.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
How ads work.
Yeah. how the data that's that data gets tracked could be gotten.
And the thing is, it's not illegal because if you read the terms and the conditions, you agree. All there and you agreed to it, so you can't say no.
Yeah.
So when I learned how everything works, one day I was like, nope, I'm deleting everything from my phone.
Oh my God.
So I deleted the apps on my phone. The only thing I kept was mm-hmm. Instagram, simply because I wasn't an active poster on Instagram. So uh-huh. I'm active on the app.
You're a lurker.
Yes.
You're a lurker.
But I don't post all the time. Like, probably in 2020, I posted like less than 10 posts during the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how rarely I post. But everything else I deleted, and I just kept them logged into my work laptop because I needed to use it for work. But other than that, everything was deleted. So that was
like on your phone, there's no Facebook.
I didn't have social media on my phone except for Instagram and
just Instagram and
Messenger. And the purpose of me keeping Instagram was because one of the brands that I was handling was very active on Instagram. So I had to monitor mm-hmm. like what they were
so
doing.
So work pa yung dahilan.
It's sort of work related because since they were active, I have to find out like what posts were performing for them because uh-huh. that's something that I needed to observe because Instagram analytics isn't as good as Twitter's and Facebook's right. and YouTube's. So sometimes you do have to do manual intervention, and I needed that. So I needed that on my phone. So yeah, that's the only social media account.
Like you work,
yeah. As in, I only kept my social media for work, and uh-huh. this went on for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That I deleted social media from my phone, and yeah. I think the only reason why I started adding them in back to my phone was because again I needed it for work already.
Uh-huh.
Twitter. The only time I got Twitter was when I got this iPad.
Ooh,
so when I
fancy.
Got my iPad, that was the only time I downloaded Twitter again.
Mm, but and, still more of a lurker.
But lurker. I mean, you can backtrack. The last time I posted was probably like to say, I'm back on Twitter. That's it. And then I haven't.
You're gone again.
Then I'm gone again. As in, I rarely open Twitter. I only open Twitter from time to time. But I rarely scroll through there already.
Yeah.
Facebook and Instagram are the ones I'm super active in. Pinterest, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Pinterest is a social media platform.
I like Pinterest.
There are a lot of people who don't know that Pinterest is a social media platform. But it is
a social media platform. But you can make a chat,
don't you? Yes. I love it for boards. I love it for inspiration for a lot of people. So I'm more active there than I am on Twitter, actually. TikTok. It's not on my phone. It's on my iPad, too. Because I don't create mm-hmm. TikToks. Guys, I just
really
I don't try to find me. I just like to lurk on TikTok too. So yeah, I mean, the reason why again I detoxed was because I found out what social media can do, like the power of social media in terms of data. But I also re-downloaded them and stayed active because of work too. So mm-hmm. yeah, if I had a choice, I probably would have deleted everything like 3 years ago.
Kinalimutan na. Yeah. For my end naman, I've never done like a complete detox of everything.
Like mine?
Of all my social, of all the social apps because number one, it's also my line of work. I mean, mm-hmm. that's my bread and butter talaga.
I think both of us honestly will never get off social media because completely. You need it for work.
Yeah.
But I think the closest thing you will ever get to it is like what I did.
Yung control of the apps that you use.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then, personally, I don't mind because I like lurking.
You love social media.
I love social media.
You love. Okay.
Content is king.
Content is king. What context is God or something like that?
I forgot.
Gary
sorry.
Chucks, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gary.
But yeah. This guy loves scrolling through Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
And Twitter, but more of Instagram.
Twitter, not so
when
much.
When we're together, you know when you have friends and sometimes they come over and you're not talking, but you're just in the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens a lot with us. And he's usually on social media just lurking. And I'm just like, watching something on the TV while he's doing that.
And then I'll show you something. Oh, he's like, oh, look,
and then like, okay, then he'll go back to scrolling. That's him.
Yeah, but it's my version of surfing the web. I surf the apps. I bounce from one app to another.
Exactly.
For example, I start off on Instagram. Okay, so I scroll. Okay, I get tired. Next, move on to Facebook muna. Okay, may notifs ako. Check natin onte. Okay, may mga groups na may bagong post. Check dyan. Okay, then I'm bored na. Let's go to Twitter naman. What's trending? So I see the hashtags. Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's something interesting, I click on it, learn about it some more. And then before you know it, okay, some minutes pass, it's back to Instagram again. Let's refresh the feed. Let's see if there's something new.
In fairness to him, because he does this, he's updated with everything.
Yes.
Which is great. Which is honestly also the reason why I kept it for work. Because you know the clients or the brands that I handled back then thrived on pop culture. Yeah,
moment marketing.
Exactly. So I had to stay updated on everything that was happening too. And I realized that when I deleted my social media from my phone, I was out of the loop.
You're going to be missing out just like that. I mean, if you miss out when it happens, you're done. You're out of the loop. You're not going to get it.
Yes. And that's why I realized that I still needed it for work was because that's what my work sort of thrives on or revolves. There you go.
Pag, when we record at night, we really can't find the words.
I'm so sorry. I don't worry about myself, but my brain just can't. That's what my work sort of revolves around is that being updated with pop culture, with what's happening, and just knowing what's up with the digital space is what my work revolves around. So it's very important. I think, and again, as what I've said earlier, you and I think will never be able to
completely
we need it for work. And I'm not kidding when I say that when I kept Instagram on my phone, it was really for work because I wouldn't open it on my casual time. As in, I would open it when I get post notifications from the competitors of the brands I'm handling, from the brand that I'm handling, for certain hashtags that I've kept on because
for review.
Exactly. So that's all I did. And not gonna lie, it was very peaceful. I kept it for work, but then the idea of not having to check social media 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 25, whatever times a day was actually very peaceful.
Very freeing.
It felt good. I had so much time to do other things.
I think the most social media detox I've done is either if there's no internet or there's no electricity.
Oh, yeah. I've told him this before. With the amount of time that he spends on social media per day, considering that, this guy is not going to live without internet.
For example, we went to a resort in Batangas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Signal was
very,
very poor. And then, you know, it really opens your eyes that, okay, there's a great big world out there that's on your phone.
When you got internet back, you were like, finally.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back, Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, this guy trying to lie for the pod.
But do you think people need a social media detox?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, if I'm being completely honest, right now social media is thriving simply because we can't see each other in person.
Right.
So social media is doing its job in connecting people. But at the same time, because we are always online, it can get pretty toxic.
Super, super. I mean, we're not talking about just like the negativity on the political posts and stuff like that. It can really get toxic with you're arguing with some people, you're seeing some negative news.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not even that. It's sometimes you know, comparing yourself to the influencers you follow, seeing how certain people who are your age, doesn't necessarily need to be your friends, but just people your age, seeing how they're freaking thriving and, you know, owning,
the success.
Yes. And then, although you don't mean to do it intentionally, at the back of your head, somewhere in your subconscious, you're thinking like, oh God, what about me? What am I doing with my life? It can get to you one way or another without even realizing it. So, yeah, I mean...
it affects your like mental...
Your mental health.
Yeah, it affects your mental health, because even if you're not intentionally comparing yourselves, you really you realize, oh, why is that person 5-10 steps ahead of me? Well, I'm here still doing this. So you tend to compare yourself, and
definitely
it sometimes doesn't it's not healthy anymore, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, sorry, I was literally about to take a drink. And then, like, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, but then that's what I'm talking about. Like, when people present themselves on Instagram, they always, well, Instagram, for example, they always present their best selves, their best foot forward.
Like, as much as people want to be raw and real, there will be slight modifications to it. Like, for example, if I take a no makeup selfie,
is it really no makeup?
First, no. Okay, so there are people who do post selfies. I don't post selfies that often, so you guys are not gonna find a lot of selfies of me. But there are people who post no makeup selfies. There are times where there's very minimal makeup, as in no makeup, makeup looks. But at the same time, to those who actually post no makeup, like literally a bare-faced selfie, I guarantee that's not the first picture they took.
Yeah.
That's probably like one out of 15.
Yung puno na yung camera roll. Exactly.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that they put their best forward by filtering everything, making sure everything's making sure everything's beautiful and organized. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that way or be that way, but it's more of, you know, finding the best shot of everything, whether it's you being barefaced, whether it's you having a full face of makeup.
Yeah,
of course, whatever I'm gonna put out to the world has to be something I'm proud of.
Exactly.
And I feel like now that people are always online and they see this every day, they forget that that person has an imperfect life. You know, they only see kasi the pretty parts. Eh.
Exactly. Kaya nga. And then a few years back, there's even this challenge that trended, which is the Bow Wow challenge. Are you familiar with that?
I honestly can't remember what this
Bow Wow challenge. Bow Wow, Lil Bow Wow. Do you know Bow Wow? Bow Wow ako ng Bow Wow.
What is Bow Wow?
Bow Wow, the rapper in the US.
Obviously, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, he's a rapper in the US who posted on Instagram flexing all his cars in a jet. Turns out it wasn't his.
Yeah, I mean, again. It's so easy to do stuff like that, because if I wanted to do that, I could have
exactly so the trend was people were like going to the dealership and just taking photos in a car dealership saying it was theirs. So
yeah, but that's the point. Not everything you see on social media is true. And for example, let's say that this person did post like buying a new car at a dealership. Is that the point of it? Like, let's say this person got something
just
luxurious.
Flexing something.
Yeah,
not theirs.
Let's say a person does flex something quite expensive, whether it's a car, a new
a
car,
a Rolly.
not even a Rolly. Just I mean, like a new car or like an expensive bag or getting a new condo or a new house. You guys have to remember that there is some sort of hardship going in the background for them to reach that. And it's not like this person gets handed everything. Funnily enough, you guys make cringe when I say this, but Darman videos, are you guys familiar with Darman videos?
Nope.
They're like one of these intellectual, not intellectual, but like philosophical videos on Facebook. Like, then sometimes they're cringy, I'm not gonna lie, but they're funny. For example, like I'm going to reference this because I literally just saw it on my feed.
Okay.
Earlier, and again, I love watching them because they're the cringy, funny type of videos. But this person was flexing on social media, like posting quote unquote his new office, which is actually his boss's office because he's the assistant. Flexing about how he got a new condo, which again is his boss's condo that he was asked to bring something to the house of the boss.
Pinigamit lang.
Exactly. So again, like the challenge that you mentioned earlier. Yeah. Not everything you see on social media is true, but at the same time, there are people who worked hard and want to show it off, and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I think really people just need to manage their expectations, you know, what they see, and people also need to be careful as well on what they post.
So what they say,
yeah, or what they say, because not everyone may interpret it the way you want it to be. Interpreted, right?
Or like they may not get it the same way that you do.
Yes, exactly. I actually asked some of our friends to tell us how they actually do their own social media detox.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you did this on like Instagram stories.
Yeah, on Instagram stories. So I asked for their responses and they gave us a few. So I have a few right here and I'm gonna read it.
Okay.
All right. So one, limit daily usage. I only use social media about 2 hours a day.
How?
Pwede naman. Like, if you're working, diba? So you just open it when it's your break time or one in the morning, one at night.
Oh, well, okay. Again, I'm thinking that this is impossible given that my line of work revolves around social media. So it's like, how do you only do 2 hours in a day?
Every banyo break. So when you total it, 2 hours a day.
Then yan, lunch break. So mga 30 minutes sa lunch
30
break.
30 minutes.
Tapos, then 1 hour and 30 is spread throughout the day.
Throughout the day, then bago matulog.
Yeah, but honestly, there are so many ways that you can track that because I think for iPhones, you can actually see how much screen time
usage.
You have.
Yeah, there's a weekly report.
Yeah, and then you in the weekly report, like it will give you how much screen time you have on average per day and how much you spent on which particular apps. I'm not gonna lie, mine is mostly on like Facebook and Instagram.
Mine's number one for me is Instagram on that report.
I barely check that report already. Again, because for me, it's kind of biased because I use social media for work, so yeah.
And then I think it's possible if you really control it, you know.
Yeah, again, if you're not a big social media person, I think it's definitely possible, especially if your work has nothing to do with social media. And you know, if you are facing a computer screen all day, medyo over naman talaga.
Sarap mag-unplug na after that.
That's true. Kudos to this person for having the discipline though.
The control, right?
Grabe. I applaud you.
Okay, next person. I uninstalled social apps for 1 week. More me time and trying to learn hobbies. That's good, actually. I actually noticed this person when they were on hiatus.
I'm not gonna lie. If I uninstall something, I'm not gonna download that thing.
Same.
Ever. I'm gonna forget about it.
Most likely I'll forget about it.
I can't do this because I'm gonna forget about it. And I'm probably gonna download it when I really, really, really need it.
Or when you remember it.
I've done this with Waze and like
me too.
Other apps like that. Because I was running out of space for my phone.
Yeah, I have that setting also when your storage is full, your apps will get uninstalled, but it's still there, but it's not, you
it's
can't
like
use
in the
it.
Cloud
yeah in
so
the cloud.
You have that. Mine I deleted talaga. And then I remember because shucks, where was I gonna go? I think I deleted it. Wait, let's focus on the Waze because I've deleted other apps, but the Waze story is what I want to tell you because I deleted Waze from my phone because I thought last year, when am I ever gonna go out? It doesn't matter.
When are you gonna use Waze?
And when I go out naman, it's like groceries or to the nearest mall lang. Yung mga ganun. So, places I already know how to go to. Na, it doesn't really matter if I don't need Waze because kampisado ko na how to go there. And I more or less know the traffic time, whether it's light traffic or like super heavy traffic or non-traffic at all. So, kampisado ko na kasi nga I always go there. So, I deleted Waze. Then I needed to go to somewhere in BGC.
You haven't been to in a while, right?
I haven't been to for over a year and a half. And the only reason why I needed Waze was because I wasn't sure what roads were open and what roads were closed.
Yeah.
Because I haven't
They changed it. Yeah, they probably changed a lot. The one ways and stuff.
Exactly. They changed a lot. So I needed the Waze on my phone. And then I was already in the car, about to exit to the highway. When I realized I don't have Waze on my phone.
Oh no, you're already driving.
I was panicking, like, oh my god, what do I do? So I had to like stop at the side of the road.
Download Waze.
Download Waze. Because I needed it so bad. Yeah, I can't be like this person to uninstall then install because I will literally forget about it and only remember when I need it now.
I did that for Snapchat.
Snapchat
years ago.
Never downloaded it again. Never.
I uninstalled Snapchat for a girl because it was toxic.
This is not me, by the way.
Yeah, not you. So I need to detox.
I lost Snapchat too. I know some people still use Snapchat. I know Snapchat's still a thing in the US, but after I uninstalled it, after I went through that detox, never installed it again.
Never.
And I don't even about miss it.
Bye streak.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yung friends ko na may like 100 plus streaks. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Bye.
Oh my gosh, can we deactivate that? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
I'll probably download it to deactivate it again. Who knows if someone's using it or not. I'm so sorry.
The last time I used it was when the puffy filters
were still there. Oh my gosh. So the last time I probably used it was like 2018, 2019. Probably 2019 New Year. Because I remember my New Year.
2019. Remember, 2016.
Really?
Yeah, puppy filters were still the thing.
No, I used it for the filters long. I deactivate. Like, I had it on my phone until 2019. New Year. Specifically New Year, I remember. Because I deleted it after that. But I had it on my phone because I use it for the filters, but I
like the filters.
I just use the filters, and then I download the filter because this was a time that Instagram's filters were still shitty.
Yeah,
so I would save Snapchat, use the filters on Snapchat, download the photo, and use it for Instagram.
Right. Yeah. That's all I did. Re-upload it.
Yeah. Re-upload it on Instagram, but I never did streaks anymore because I'm not tinatamad na.
Naging camera app na lang.
Yeah, exactly that. But now, yeah, after that, I deleted it never again.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's for us. Wait, we uninstall and we're done.
Maybe 2017, 2018 mo pala. But you get the point.
Yeah. So this person actually said that it gives them more me time and try to learn new hobbies.
Which I agree with.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah, when I did the detox thing, my detox, like for a year and a half, I had so much me time. It felt really good.
Because you never know how much you spend time on social media until you're off of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You realize it takes so much of your time. It's the first thing you do when you wake up and the last thing you do before you sleep.
Oh, I don't do that, naman. Before I sleep, probably, yeah. No, actually, no. The last thing I do before I sleep is Netflix. It's not the first thing I do when I wake up. The first thing I do when I wake up is check messages. Specifically work messages. But, yeah. Definitely not the first thing I do when I sleep or wake up.
Instagram agad para news.
Oh, yeah. I know you do that. But I do agree with this person that it gives you more me time. And with what you said, that you don't know how long you can spend on
social
media. Can I just say there's one particular app that will bring you down the rabbit hole that you don't even know that you spend hours and hours there until you exit the app. And that app is TikTok.
Yes, I like TikTok.
I love TikTok, but I swear I burned hours there without even realizing it.
Akala mo before dances lang siya.
Me too.
Mabababaw na stuff.
I didn't want to download it before because I have no intentions of posting like dancing videos. But then I like the other content there.
It like, really curates to your interests.
Yes, like the super funny ones. I've seen a lot of like cooking videos there, crafting videos. I super love it. It fed my hobbies, honestly.
Saan puro memes, eh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good vibes all the way.
Yeah. Agree.
Okay. This next person says they activate Instagram, turn off all notifications, and not use them. You know, basically a social media detox.
Okay, that's good. That's good for that person. But I don't have the self-control to just keep it there but not use it. I will be tempted to open it from time to time. But I think having the notifs off is like a big help.
Yeah, kasi basically you're on do not disturb mode.
Yeah, but then kasi feeling ko if it's still there, I will be tempted to look at
it. You have the urge.
Yeah. So I think I would uninstall it.
What I do, for example, when we're together, when I try to stay off social media, I face my phone like screen down, like screen on the table. Para kahit pag-notif.
Again, because this guy is addicted to social media, so I asked him, when we're spending time together, can you like put your phone face down so you don't go like,
yeah,
wanna check.
Diba, parang, at least yun, even if you have notifications on, you don't see it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
What else did the people say?
This is the last person, and this has a really, really great answer.
Okay,
this person says, I don't do social media detox. I need it for work. Like us, I need it for work. But I'd like to believe I have control over mindless scrolling. So what I do is I set up my phone in a way na I put work, social, games, development apps in separate phone pages. So not even folders, separate pages talaga. So in that way, I'm aware then of how I'm using my phone and the amount of time I spent on it.
Grabe, at least grabe din yung control ng person na to, which is great.
Yeah.
I just think na again, ako kasi that time that I only had Instagram on my phone, kinaya ko naman not to look at it. Kasi nga sawa na ako to look at the interface all day long. I don't want to look at it when I get home pa. But
hirap na enjoy.
Yeah, it's so hard to enjoy. You know, this is why they say don't work for your favorite brands and stuff like that because it's going to be so hard to enjoy out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the organization will be a big help. Not going to lie. And kudos to this person. Grabe. Ang talino nun, by the way.
Diba? It's not the apps or it's not the phone controlling you.
It's you.
You're the one controlling your phone. Which is how it should be.
That's true. I mean, diba? As much as you love social media, wag tayo magpakain sa sistema.
They already have your data. Diba?
Even if you're not using them, they have your data.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to break it to you, but that's how it works.
They already have your data, so you better be the one na lang to control your usage.
Honestly, ako kasi before, that's why I was private on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want people to find me. But then I realized it doesn't matter. Because true. I'm not the person who posts naman often. And even when I do, it's not like vulgar or like controversial stuff. Everything's PG on my feed. So I decided to public it because yun, I'm not hiding anything naman, so it's fine.
Wow, influencerist.
Not even. my parents and my titos and titas follow me na naman, so I literally have nothing to hide because they're already on my social media. So I'm not hiding anything from them because they see everything naman.
I think a big part of keeping your feed or social media healthy is like the people you follow, the people you're friends with, and the accounts that are on your feed, right?
I mean, yeah, like we literally just said that you have control over it.
Yeah.
Don't let the social media apps control you, but you have control over
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So with that, you can unfollow, unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe, yeah.
Unlike certain pages or friends.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question for you, though, in relation okay. to this. What is your stand on muting, blocking, and unfriending people that you know in real life? Because honestly, uh-huh. with, like influencers, I don't think they care. Yeah. They probably don't even know you. But like yeah. friends, family.
On a personal level.
Yeah, like people you actually know and interact or have yeah. interacted with in real life. Like, what's your take on muting and blocking and unfriending or following them?
It depends. It depends on like what I dislike about it. For example, if they are supporting or believing or paano ba sabihin, if they are promoting something that is not aligned with my own personal
like morals and goals.
Morals. Yeah, yeah, morals is the right word. Morals, yeah. So yung mga the good and the bad, the morals. Yeah. That's like a non-negotiable for me
to unfollow
because yeah. Oh, so
again, on do you mute or like block or like unfollow?
It depends on the person. Also, if we're close, ooh. If we're close, I probably mute them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have a couple of people.
Yeah, I have a muted list, yeah. So I probably mute them. If we're medyo friends, I mean, magkakilala kami, may pinagsamahan ng onte, pero we don't really talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Unfriend. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, why I make it a personal, like, not a rule. Yeah, rule. Rule yeah. of mine. Especially for Facebook. Again, for Instagram. Right. Because I'm on public na, so I don't really mind whoever follows me or whatever.
Yeah.
But for Facebook, I do not accept friend requests yeah. from people that I have never interacted with in real
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Because, like, I've received, like, done from people na I met at a online webinar who or like I told you sorry. Someone yeah. found me on Facebook because I asked a question in a webinar. They saw my name in the webinar. Yeah. And then they also saw my face because they brought me mm-hmm. to join in on the webinar to ask my question. They found me on Facebook, they chatted me, I responded.
And then, sketch.
And then they wanted me to add them. Because this person wanted to grow their network.
Uh-huh.
Especially when he found out where I work and what I do. And it's in line with what he wants. He yeah. wanted to add me. And I said, I'm so sorry, but Facebook is a personal app for me.
Yeah.
So I am not comfortable with adding you. Because I don't know mm-hmm. who you are. But if you want to connect with me on a professional level, then I'm okay to accept you on LinkedIn.
Oh yeah, a professional platform. Yeah,
but as long as the reason why you're adding me is because you want to be within my network.
Right, right, right. For networking.
I did find it super creepy that he found me through the literally just my name.
So among hundreds of people.
Yeah. So if you guys want to follow that rule, now you only add people you personally know. That's great. But I've also had people who, because I'm admin of some groups for working on that. I've had a lot of people try to add me because it's so annoying. Oh my God. I don't mind. we're both members of the group and we've had an exchange a couple of times and we're like friends and it's okay. Then I'll add you. But then if you're literally adding me just because you saw I'm an admin, that doesn't help you. I don't know who you are. I don't want to add you.
Kala niya may kapit siya.
Bad. And I can't understand that. Again, Instagram, I don't mind because I'm on public on Instagram and I just follow whoever I want. But to your point, I do the exact same thing. If I don't agree with your values, if I don't like the content you're posting, I will unfollow you.
Yes.
If we are not close, again, if we probably met once in our lives and haven't talked since, I will unfollow you.
Yeah.
But if we're friends, it's just that I don't like your content. I will mute you.
Correct. Actually, for me, even if family.
Oh my gosh, family na no na. Can I just say, here in the Philippines, mahilig kayo drama and controversy. I just know that if I have a family member who I don't necessarily share the same morals with,
yeah,
if I unfriend this person, it's gonna cause family drama. I just know it already, knowing how it works. I just mute them.
Yeah, it's harmless. They wouldn't know. Nobody's gonna know.
Especially the older generations, they don't even know what a mute is. When I say mute on Instagram, this is when you can't see their posts and stories and stuff like that.
But they can see yours.
They can see yours. And technically, you're still following each other. When you say unfollow for Facebook, just in case you guys aren't familiar, when you say unfollow on Facebook, it's basically the same thing as mute on Instagram.
Yeah.
When you unfollow someone on Facebook, again, this is presuming that it's a personal profile and not a public page. When you unfollow someone on Facebook, you don't see their content. You don't see their stories.
Yeah, it's not going to appear on your feed.
It's not going to appear in your feed, but you're still friends. So this is a PSA for everyone who wants to do something on like this on Facebook. Not sure if you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can stay friends just so they don't get butthurt. Mm-hmm. But you just have to unfollow so that you don't see their content and you don't get to interact.
Correct.
Okay, friends, if you want to do that.
Gamit na gamit ko yun.
Yes, there is that function on Facebook. It's not called mute on Facebook. It's called unfollow. Uh-huh. On Twitter and on Instagram, it's mute.
Yeah.
Okay, that's step one. If you really hate it, unfollow.
Unfollow.
If you still hate it and they still try to get back into your life, block.
You're not toxic.
Okay, guys. Okay, wait. Just a quick segue. If you guys can hear dogs barking, I'm so sorry. That's not me. It's actually Hans's mic, but then his mic is too wonderful now. So if you guys can hear that,
ni name drop.
Oh yeah, because people thought it was me.
Now, yeah.
So yeah, quick PSA for people. Just in case you did not know. When we say mute, we talk about that on Instagram. So when you mute someone on Instagram, you stay, like, you guys are still following each other, but you don't see your posts, your stories, and all that jazz. we do have a similar function for Facebook, but on Facebook, it's called unfollow.
Yes.
So for unfollow, you don't see their posts on your feed. You don't get to see their stories pop out anymore than sa mga My Day, but you're still friends. So... PSA, mga kaibigan, if you want to mute someone on Facebook but you didn't know it was possible, you can. It's called unfollow. So again, for Facebook, it's unfollow. For Instagram and for Twitter, it's called mute. For TikTok, I don't think they have something like that.
I don't know.
I'm not so sure. I've never had to mute anyone on TikTok anyway.
Maximize nyo na yon.
Yeah, but...
Sobrang useful.
Yeah, but for me personally... if you guys are friends in real life, if you're related and you don't want to cause drama, but you're not happy with the content you're seeing from them, mute or unfollow. That's okay.
Yes.
Because at least you will still be friends and you'll be still following each other and they have no idea what you just did. Mm-hmm. But if it still persists and somehow you still see the content or you no longer want to be associated with this person, then unfriend or unfollow.
Yeah.
But
no regrets, yun.
No regrets. That's fine. You know, it's okay to cut out unhealthy people from your life.
Yeah.
But if they still try to send you friend requests again and they're still bugging you whatsoever, block mo na yan.
Yun. No to toxic people.
Yes, because again, you have control over what you see on social media.
Yeah.
Simply by choosing who you want to follow and who you let have access to the content you want to see. So, yeah.
That's something that I was late to. Before, when I was like younger, like years back, I used to just accept all of the friend requests.
Yeah.
Kahit di ko close, okay.
I think everyone was like that.
Yeah, so yeah. I've accumulated... you know, a certain number of friends on my Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, you know, I'm more particular of what I want to see, daming kailangan i-purge.
Have you done like an unfollowing purge?
Yes. Purge. Parang Squid Game. Unti-unti silang nabawasan.
I actually never had to go like a big purge because again, I've always been picky about who I let into my network and who I let into my circle. Like my again rule has to be I should have interacted with you in real life to add you on Facebook, or at least we have enough mutual friends and they can vouch that you are a good enough person, then again, I will add you. But if I really don't like the content you're posting,
right,
expect me to unfriend you.
Yeah, same with me. I have my own criteria of when to unfriend, unfollow, or like mute, block, ganyan.
Yeah.
So, for example, if of course we don't share the same values and morals that is really, really important and a non-negotiable for me,
yeah,
I unfriend that person.
Yeah. Again, we don't mean this in a political way per se, but it's more of, at the end of the day, your feed is supposed to be curated with content for you.
Correct.
And as much as the algorithms will choose what to show you, they will only show you what is based on your following and what you like and what content you've already consumed in the past. So the algorithm, as much as people think, controls what you see, the algorithm just bases what you see based on what you've already liked, who you already
Have.
And again, I'm sorry if it sounds a bit technical. Again, this is our line of work, so we kind of know the ins and outs of it. But that's what we mean. You have control over what content you want, you get to see, what you want to see, simply with the type of people that you follow, the accounts that you follow, what type of content you've interacted with in the past. So if you want to see things that only are valuable to you, go ahead and just, you know, follow the people you actually care about and follow the accounts that you already are interested in.
So yung mga Facebook friends ko that are, for example, sold me something like a years back, and now they're posting fake news, for example. Okay, I'm done with this person. Out, unfriend, done. Okay, and then
I mean, kasi again, kung hindi na kayo nagsishare ng similar interests. That's why ako, even if I bought something for you, but I don't like the other products that you sell, or I think this will be a one-time type of situation, I'm not gonna friend you.
Yeah. And then some other people are the ones who are always like spam. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. My glass just almost fell, so I kind of panic there. But you guys heard it. But spam accounts, you were saying.
Okay. Going back. So people who are like spamming your feeds with sharing, ano, kunyari naging fan account sila bigla. On Facebook, ha? Not even Twitter. Stan Twitter, that's fine. I can get on board
also
that.
Also Stan Insta.
I don't follow.
I don't.
Yeah, I stay away from those.
And
on Facebook also, for example, those people who are trying to win certain contests, who are spamming the feeds. Okay. If I know you, if we're friends, okay, I'll mute you, unfollow you. But if I don't know you that well, okay, bye, unfriend, done.
I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with supporting people you like. But when it's sort of spams.
Yung spam talaga, yung every, like, limang sunod-sunod sa'yo, bye.
Just create na lang a spam account or something.
The next one would be, I also had this experience na, you know those people on Facebook who share like parang a prank account na sobrang haba nung photo or sobrang haba nung name? If those people share those stuff on my feed, I will go back up to your name, click it, and unfriend. Kahit close pa tayo, in-unfriend ko talaga. Sobrang irritating.
This is different from the ones who share yung parang yung may fake hair sa screen. Like that one I can ride
yung
along.
Tap to ganito. Okay, that's fine. Pero yung sobrang haba talaga. My God.
Annoying. It can get annoying.
You're like 27. Why are you still sharing these kinds of things? So it's not just negative things, pero basically what I want
the
on my feed,
annoying things.
By parang social media for me is like, you know, how do you say this? It's also a stress reliever. I want to be entertained. I want to learn. I want to make the most out of those apps, diba? And if you're gonna do things that are gonna give me negative energy, you know, I do not claim any negative energy from post. So you're out. You didn't pass the vibe check.
Oh my gosh, pulling out all these younger lingo. But yeah, I mean, I guess to just wrap it up, at the end of the day, you get to choose what content you have.
Yeah.
Don't feel afraid to unfollow people.
You're in control.
Yes. Try going on a detox. I highly recommend. I actually want to go on a detox again soon, but then again, I can't do that. Like, I just have to say, I used to be on Twitter all the time. I used to rant a lot on Twitter. I used to share a lot of things on Twitter. You know that. I used to be on Twitter all the time. Now I barely use it. And then I found the peace from it, and I found that I don't need it to. I don't need it to live. So I kind of let go of some of them already. And again, the ones that I kept are the ones I use for work, where I truly enjoy. But again, I've learned how to control my
content. Yeah.
So yeah, would you recommend everyone?
Yes, I recommend you guys doing it like step by step. Try, you know, turning off your notifications first, going on do not disturb, airplane mode, uninstall an app, uninstall apps for like a week, uninstall it for a month. Before you know it, you know, you're in a mountain somewhere living your best life.
Yeah, I mean, again, because in this day and age when we're literally always in front of a screen, having sort of some me time alone can be so relaxing.
Of course.
I thought that the pandemic, again, having to stare at the screen most of the time now, would force me to lower my social media consumption.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It honestly didn't.
It didn't. Most people pa nga have dual monitors now. So nadagdagan pa na.
Yeah, but then
sa mga monitor.
Yeah, my point is parang I thought it would force me to lessen my consumption. But again, because I don't see people every day, like the same amount of I used to see like my friends, I tend to be on social media a lot, and at the end of the day, you just have to really learn to control your consumption. And it may seem hard, I promise. Like when I first deleted my apps, I thought I would not survive, but I made it, and it's such a peaceful thing. You should do it every now and then, because it can get really toxic out there on the digital world.
So, yeah, we recommend a social media detox.
Yes, we super recommend it. And I recommend also that you guys really go through your following and purge.
Yeah.
As nice as it is to see like 1,000 followers or 1,000 friends, ganyan. Again, as Marie Kondo said, if it does not spark joy, just get rid of it.
Oh, good point there. Going back to 2018 with Marie Kondo.
Applies to everything in life, honestly.
Yeah.
Like talking about it as an organizational standpoint, but it applies to life.
Yeah, if it doesn't spark joy,
then get rid of it. It doesn't need to be in your life forever.
Correct, correct. So, you know what will spark joy though?
What?
Is if people follow our Instagram at sippinshot.pod.
That's so ironic that we literally told them follow people. Like, follow us. No, but in all seriousness, I hope you guys did like this episode. I hope you guys also listen to our past episodes. If you haven't, super recommend, and make sure to follow us on Instagram and on Spotify so you guys don't miss an episode.
Yes, we are available on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, we finally fixed it, guys. We finally fixed it. We're on Apple Podcasts as well. But make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss an episode, and let us know if you guys did a social detox, how it worked out for you. And that's it. It's 12:15 a.m.
All right, time to go to bed. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah, see you really, really soon, you guys. Enjoy your weekend or your week. We're not reposting this. Just enjoy your day.
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.